Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, history on the nation's highest court. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will officially be known as Justice Jackson, making her the first black woman on the Supreme Court.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
A teary-eyed vice president. And the standing ovation from the Democrats for the groundbreaking justice-to-be. Tonight, the pictures from inside the White House as the president fulfilled a campaign promise. Fake federal agents, the shocking deception as the FBI swarms a luxury D.C. apartment building and arrests two men. Were they trying to infiltrate Dr. Jill Biden's Secret Service detail? Tonight, the CBS News reporting about a possible link to Iranian and Pakistani intelligence. Trail of death and destruction. We visit a Ukrainian town where President Zelensky says the situation is even worse than what we saw in Bucha. Mass shooting in Israel. What we're learning about the attack that left at least two dead and eight wounded. White House COVID scare. Speaker Nancy Pelosi tests positive one day after appearing this close to President Biden. Eye on America, COVID's toll on America's mental health among young people. And Tiger Woods' big return. The golf superstar tees it up in round one at the Masters. We'll tell you how he did.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday night. We are going to begin here in our nation's capital, because today we had a front row seat to something that has never happened in our nation's history, something that will no doubt change the lives of many Americans for decades to come. Today, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the nation's highest court. For its 233-year history, the Supreme Court has weighed in on one of the most important issues in America that affect our everyday lives. But the court has not represented the diversity of the American people. President Biden promised to change that. And 6 weeks ago, he nominated Judge Jackson in one of the most consequential decisions a president can make. Three Republican senators broke with their party to vote for Jackson: Mitt Romney of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Well, there are a number of other important firsts. It will be the first time two black justices are on the Supreme Court at the same time, and the first time there will be four female justices. CBS's Jan Crawford is on Capitol Hill. Good evening, Jan.
Well, good evening, Nora. You know, Judge Jackson's confirmation was contentious, but it was never really in doubt. And now with today's vote, she'll take her place in history.
The yeas are 53. The nays are 47.
With Vice President Kamala Harris presiding, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson made history. The 51-year-old who wrote in her high school yearbook she hoped to be a judge will be the Supreme Court's first black woman justice, fulfilling a campaign promise by President Biden. He watched the vote in the White House with Jackson, who Senate Democrats celebrated.
We are beginning to write another chapter in our nation's quest for equal justice under the law. And that chapter begins with three letters, KBJ.
The vote was bipartisan, barely. As Republicans left the chamber, one of them, Senator Mitt Romney, stood alone. He and two other moderate Republicans, saying Jackson is qualified and the confirmation process broken, joined all 50 members of the Democratic caucus in voting yes. Jackson's qualifications are out of Supreme Court central casting, top Ivy League and legal credentials, nearly a decade of experience as a federal judge.
I stand on the shoulders of so many who have come before me.
Her confirmation hearings often were heated.
No, Senator, I didn't say versus.
That's exactly what you said.
Republicans say she's soft on crime and extremist.
Based on her record, I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice to have ever served on the Supreme Court.
Replacing Justice Stephen Breyer, Jackson won't change the balance of the current solidly conservative court. But as the first black woman, her perspective and experience could have influence, and her voice already is being heard.
Now, for now, she's still Judge Jackson. She won't become justice until Justice Breyer steps down at the end of the term, which probably will be in late June or early July. And at that point, she'll officially be sworn in and get to work. Nora?
Quite a day, Jan Crawford. Thank you. Well, now to a story that sounds like it's out of a spy novel, but it's not fiction, and it has potential national security implications. Federal authorities have charged two men with impersonating federal law enforcement agents and using financial favors to get close to members of the Secret Service, including the First Lady's security detail. And we've learned that authorities are investigating whether the suspects have ties to foreign intelligence. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
These images captured the moment both suspects were arrested. For more than 2 years, court records allege Arian Taherzadeh and Haider Ali posed as Homeland Security agents as part of a sophisticated scheme to ingratiate themselves with members of federal law enforcement and the defense community, even offering to buy a $2,000 assault rifle for a Secret Service agent assigned to the First Lady's protective detail. While the White House spokeswoman declined to comment,
here I'd point you to the Secret Service.
Prosecutors told a federal judge today the men are a flight risk, citing travel to Iran and possible links to Pakistani intelligence. And based on evidence recovered Wednesday by the FBI from the suspects' luxury Washington, D.C. apartments, including ballistic vests, gas masks, handheld radios, and a drone similar to those used by SWAT teams. The documents say Taherzadeh had gained access to the security system for the entire apartment complex. And one witness told investigators Taherzadeh said he had a list of every federal agent who lived there. The suspects' alleged gifts to agents included rent-free apartments, a cost of more than $40,000 each, as well as iPhones and a flat-screen TV.
This is a very serious case.
Tom O'Connor is a retired FBI special agent.
They got a lot of money. What does that tell you?
That makes these persons much more a target for being part of a foreign intelligence organization and not just a couple of yahoos that are trying to become friends with law enforcement.
The Secret Service says all personnel involved in this matter are on administrative leave.
Prosecutors emphasize that one of the suspects had been to Iran right before the alleged scheme started, and the government is considering bringing conspiracy charges against the men. The judge agreed to hold them pending a detention hearing on Friday, Nora.
I cannot get enough details of this story. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
All right, today the UN General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from the organization's leading human rights body over allegations of atrocities in Ukraine. Those horrific images of civilians killed in Bucha prompted widespread outrage. But tonight, Ukraine's President Zelensky said the situation in a neighboring town is even worse. CBS's Holly Williams traveled to that town today.
The Russians have left the shattered town of Borodyanka. Now Ukrainians are picking through the rubble and counting their losses. Investigators say they found 26 bodies today. Vadim Shchanchenko is looking for the remains of his friend Vladimir, who was at home inside this apartment building when it was hit by Russian airstrikes. Vadim told us the Russian soldiers wouldn't let him search.
You think his Vladimir's body is, yes, is yes, buried that,
yes,
here?
Yes, I wait and maybe I can see him.
You can see his body?
Yes, his body.
The Russians also blew up this bridge as they retreated, locals told us. The Ukrainians, as usual, are keeping calm and carrying on. In the nearby village of Termakivka, they told us the Russian soldiers looted everything from clothing and silverware to refrigerators and washing machines. The head of the village, Mykola Oleksienko, showed us their clinic.
So hypodermic needles, medication,
which he said the Russians raided, leaving it wrecked.
So it sounds like they came here hoping to treat themselves for their injuries.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears not just brutal, but incompetent and unprofessional. Termakivka is around 30 miles from the Chernobyl nuclear site, where Russian troops have also pulled out. But Ukraine says the Russians dug these trenches in one of the most contaminated parts of the exclusion zone, exposing themselves to significant doses of radiation. The Kremlin spokesman admitted today that Russia has lost a significant number of troops in Ukraine, calling it a, quote, huge tragedy. But he didn't say how many have been killed. Nora.
Holly Williams, thank you. Let's turn out to Israel, where at least two people were killed and eight wounded following a mass shooting that police are calling a terrorist attack in downtown Tel Aviv. The shooting took place in an area packed with restaurants. It is the fourth gunman attack in Israel in the last 2 weeks. All right, COVID cases across the country are dropping, but that's not the case here in the nation's capital, where a surge of infections are getting dangerously close to the president of the United States. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House with more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's positive COVID test today came less than 24 hours after she was standing next to President Biden for a bill signing. That interaction followed this one on Tuesday when the 82-year-old kissed the president. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki insisted they are not considered close contacts by the CDC.
Their definition of it is 15 minutes of contact within a set period of time and within 6 feet. It did not meet that bar.
Pelosi, who is quarantining with no symptoms, is the latest in a growing number of people close to Mr. Biden who have contracted the coronavirus in recent days, including his sister, Valerie Biden Owens, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, all of whom attended the same Washington dinner on Saturday night. Vice President Harris's communications director also tested positive after going, adding to a mounting list of West Wing staffers. President Biden received his second booster shot last week and last night tested negative for COVID. The highly contagious BA2 subvariant is sweeping the nation's capital. Cases in D.C. spiked by 56% in the past week, hospitalizations by 31%. Experts say the good news is many people are protected.
We can expect more cases out there, but the vaccines are designed to keep us out of the hospital, and they're working.
Tomorrow, a large crowd is expected to attend an outdoor celebration for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson here at the White House. Despite the spike in cases around the president, there are no plans to beef up mitigation measures. So those who will be close to him will be tested beforehand, but there is no mask mandate. Nora?
All right, Weijia Jiang at the White House. Thank you. Tonight, CBS News has confirmed the Justice Department is investigating former President Donald Trump's removal of presidential records to his Mar-a-Lago resort. Trump took about 15 boxes of records to Florida after leaving office, including some documents reportedly marked as top secret. The National Archives says those boxes contained classified material. We want to turn now to the alarming mental health crisis among America's youth that only got worse during the COVID pandemic. A new study by the CDC found about 1 in 5 teens considered suicide early in the pandemic. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Lilia Luciano shows us what one school district is doing to save lives.
Welcome.
In Nicholas Orr's Las Vegas high school classroom, he's teaching more than science.
Right where it says add file. I will be the first to tell you, you matter, you are loved, you are never alone.
Orr says his students returned from remote learning different.
I've had to work with our social workers more times than I can even count, just because so many kids are hurting.
And grieving. In the Clark County School District alone, at least 30 students have died by suicide since the pandemic began. Nationwide, the CDC says 44% of America's high school students reported they persistently felt sad or hopeless in the past year. To confront the challenge, the Clark County School District started a weekly social and emotional learning lesson.
Honestly, it does help a lot. Like, just that moment of, like, 5 minutes of talking about, oh, today was not the best day.
We met Sierra Vista High School students Maurice, Alex, and Giovanna as they discussed the topic of belonging.
Now that we're all back, I feel like a lot of people are more, like, they're not as willing to, like, just, like, talk to someone new.
What was the impact of that? What are you seeing happening in the school?
People feeling alone, I guess. Like, they don't really have that many friends, or they feel like they lost a lot of people.
Heal.
Principal Jessica Lovell brings a therapy dog to school every day and says her teachers know the job takes more than what's required.
Well, I think it goes back to that teacher as kind of have to wear different hats. So am I teaching right now? Am I a therapist right now? Am I talking kids down right now? Am I talking about what's happening in the world?
So go ahead and do that.
Nick Orr knows the consequences of missing the signs of distress.
But if I didn't see this in my own brother, someone with who I was living with, how am I going to see it in someone that I see for 84 minutes every other day?
In August of 2020, Nick's 18-year-old brother, Anthony, was among those 30 students the district lost to suicide. He had just graduated.
He was popular.
Yeah, popular. He kept everything hidden and on his phone, he didn't vocalize when he needed help.
Saving others is now his mission.
We need to take a lot of pressure off kids as far as grades and academics, and put more pressure on happiness and well-being, and just it's okay to not be okay as long as you have a plan to get back to okay.
For Eye on America, Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
It is okay to not be okay, and there is help out there.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tiger Woods is back just over 4 months after telling the world that he would retire from playing full-time golf. The 15-time major champion returned for round one of the Masters. CBS's Jim Axelrod is at Augusta National.
Tiger Woods!
Just after 11 o'clock this morning, Tiger Woods did what until a few weeks ago was unthinkable. He teed off at the Masters.
Do it, yeah, he did.
And the Tiger roar came with him.
Add another memory at 16.
Honestly, I got chills. You know, it was the first time ever seeing him in person. It was pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
Woods shot a 1-under par 71. Solid most years, but spectacular when considering a car crash 14 months ago almost cost him his leg.
It's absolutely amazing that he can even walk the golf course, much less be a competitor in this tournament.
The concern coming into the tournament was whether his body could hold up.
Grabbing his back a little bit there.
Walking the 6 miles or more each day over the hilly terrain here at Augusta National.
So now Tiger for birdie.
But after his round today, it all looks good.
Just exceptional stuff from Tiger Woods.
I figured once the adrenaline kicks in and we get fired up and I get into my little world, I should be able to handle business.
Jim Nantz anchors Masters coverage for CBS Sports.
I think he's got a freebie, so to speak, because the expectations are so low. Now, don't fool yourself. His expectations are to win this thing.
Tiger Woods is known for his game face. Usually he's all business, not a trace of emotion. Usually. Today, coming off the course, he was unable to hide a smile, speaking for so many here at Augusta National. Nora?
I love it. Jim Axelrod, thank you. Child care centers across the country have long struggled to find enough teachers. Well, one Atlanta school found help in a surprising place. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
At the Fraser Center, everyone's learning, not just the kids. Seven new teachers, all Afghan war refugees.
It's a win-win on both ends.
Susie Riddick, director of child development.
This opens up a new door for us.
Thank you, Ashley.
It's a four-month pilot program. The Afghans, paid interns, become certified as child care instructors and will qualify for full-time jobs.
Say apple.
As they teach, they're also taught English classes 3 days a week.
Sometimes I speak my language with the kids. Some kids say, you are French? I'm not French, I'm from Afghanistan.
Fahima Aymak is a 33-year-old refugee from Kabul.
Children is not different. Every children are same.
You have your little badges there. Which one do you use the most?
Listen to me. Listen ears.
A universal maternal language.
In the beginning, we weren't really sure what to expect. And at the end of it, we're hoping to be able to hire them all as part of our team.
Are you ready?
A life-changing moment for the entire school. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
Women always find a way to get things done. On tomorrow's CBS Evening News, Steve Hartman meets the world record holder who drove 211 miles per hour, and he's blind. His amazing story of resilience and perseverance on the road. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in the nation's capital. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.